Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's talk about price reductions.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about seller situations where you've thought you would have gotten a sale by now, but you've not gotten a sale and you're on the market. It's a vulnerable, awkward place. The sign is up, everyone knows you're doing it, and you're not being successful in kind of a public way. So the first conversation you have with your realtor is, what the heck are you doing? Does everyone know about the property? And the first conversation the realtor has is, everyone knows about it, and this is the message they're sending. They're not willing to buy at this price or this situation. So let's talk about that. It's a very antagonistic, very awkward spot, but there's things you can do. There's lots of things you can do. And believe it or not, as a realtor, I'm not even going to tell you to reduce the price first. So let's talk about alternatives. There's a couple things you can do instead of reducing the price. One is you've got time to take a look at how it's being presented to the public eye. Take a look at what's on the marketplace in regards to your home. Go online as if you're a buyer, not just at your home, but other homes in the market, and see how you compete visually and in the content of the message about the home itself. Marketing is critical. If you don't feel like everyone knows about the house, it's important that you first feel confident in that before you feel confident that the marketplace is telling you something. So look at that in price resistance to look at the hurdles and the concerns that you have that may not be due to price. Alternatively, you want to look at condition, especially if you're a seller who has had showings but no successful sale. What is it that's disappointing buyers when they go into the home? Study that. Have your realtor talk to the folks who have been through the house or the realtor representing those people and ask them the questions like, did they find something else to buy? Or what was it that they remember about this house that made them turn away from the property itself? If there's something that is broad terms, and often that's the case when I get follow-up responses from the other realtors, it seemed a little dated, for example. Then you go back into the house with your realtor and you say, what is it that was the trigger that made people believe that this home is dated? It's not that dated. You may continue to market it, but choose some different photos or different angles. But more importantly, address the disappointing condition of the house head on. Usually it's paint, often it's other surfaces. The price reduction would be more if you don't change that condition than the cost of doing the work. You also want to look at the opportunity in regards to timing. You may be able to wait. If this is not the season, McKenzie River, you don't want to go on in the fall or winter. You want to go on early spring or just pre-spring because it's a very, very seasonal market. So if you can change your timing, you may not need to change your price. I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.